The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Tuesday, everybody's having a bad day. It's raining a little bit out there, as it has every day. Just everybody relax, have fun.
We'll get through this together.
Yeah, we'll get you home in one piece, man. It's all good.
It's all good, man. Yeah,
just don't... You know, I know Saints fan wants to anoint Alvin Kamara as one of the all-time greats now, but let's be patient. You know, you're obviously happy to have him, but I guarantee you if Cowboys said, hey, we'll give you Zeke Elliott for him, you'd do it so fast you wouldn't think twice. And I know, oh, no, I wouldn't because of it. Yeah, you would.
And if you don't, you can't be my GM.
No. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Again, a lot of people asking about what I think about this hockey team or that hockey team. All on sportsmap.com. I did the whole hockey preview. All 31 teams.
Got a question, a fantasy question.
Okay.
Need a new quarterback. Carr, Flacco, Trubisky.
That's
tough, huh?
Yeah, it is. I would say...
I think Carr has the most upside.
Well, he's actually put up pretty good numbers.
Yes.
And even in the loss at Denver, he was like 29 to 32. I would say Carr first, Trubisky second, Flacco third. I just don't trust Flacco long term. And those guys are capable of explosive games, and I'm not sure Flacco is.
That's probably fair, but Trubisky has... 300 yes less passing yards than Flacco so far. I think Trubisky's kind of being ballooned up by his one
well, and that's
awesome
the thing.
Game.
That's the thing. I've been waiting for that game.
But I think Carr may be that way too. I mean, he just had a big day and he hasn't really been
He hasn't been awful for a team that was 0-3. If you just go look at his fantasy numbers.
Yeah.
He's put up yardage. He's run for a little bit. He's thrown for some touchdowns. And I think Trubisky,
Well, Trubisky's on bye anyway, so it'd be dumb if you picked him up now.
Yeah, so you don't want him, but...
I think I go Carr, Flacco, and then I would go Trubisky next, just because until I see a couple more games like that from Trubisky, once I do, he probably can slide ahead of Flacco. Right now, the Ravens' offense looks pretty damn good, but I still think Carr has the most upside.
Yeah, and I do like the weapons around Trubisky, though, more than I do Flacco. But I also need to see more out of him.
Okay. Man, I don't know. I like John Brown a lot.
Well, and that's the thing. And this is why when you get into the is Joe Flacco elite conversation, this is why I resoundingly answer no.
Yeah.
When he has weapons around him, he can be very effective. When he doesn't, he puts up numbers that are worse than Ryan Fitzpatrick was.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They've never gotten him receivers. And when they do, he does pretty well. And I would contrast that with Andrew Luck, who had a bunch of donkeys out there running around Sunday and still put up big numbers.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what I want to see out of my quarterback. He's down to fourth and fifth receivers, and he's still putting up numbers. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's squeeze in Nathan real quick. He wants to weigh in on this Le'Veon Bell thing. What's up, Nathan?
First off, sports.
Sports to you.
The only thing I wanted to say, of course, I get the whole Le'Veon Bell thing. You know, they did offer him a $14 million contract long term to a guy who also didn't even know that it was illegal to smoke weed and drive. I get Todd Gurley got that's $16 illegal. Million, but come on. The other thing is, of course, you know, they're offering trades for everybody. I know the Jets are somebody who beat them, wanted to trade them. What are your thoughts on who's going to trade for him?
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard a lot of interest from teams like the Jets. I know the 49ers were interested before. Now I don't know if they still are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hear a lot of rumors, but you know, the price, the problem with trading for him is you're giving up an asset and then you're paying him a lot of money. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you, and then 713 brings up a good point. Donkeys always do well against the Texan secondary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I have to totally dumb things down today a little bit.
Maybe the move.
Yeah. Lamont says, I guess I'm confused. You're telling your fans to pump the brakes on Kamara, meanwhile throating Mahomes.
I'm not throating Mahomes. Mahomes has looked really good so far.
And let me just...
He's just been way better than I thought he was going to be.
Let me repeat what I've said every single week. Go back and look at the Chiefs last year with Alex Smith in the first five games and see what they did offensively. The big difference is Mahomes has more touchdowns. Their numbers are very similar. Chiefs got off to a great start last year, but he seems to forget that. And, you know, let's see what happens. But, you know, the thing that I was objecting to was like, oh, he's emerged as a star because he was on ESPN. I mean, he's been doing this all year. Now, yeah. Will it continue? I don't know. But I'm sorry that's confusing. I think I've been pretty clear about it, but sometimes I guess not. I don't think about that because I said the guy had a good game, suddenly he's a superstar. So,
and by the way, Showtime is the worst name.
Yeah, stop calling him that.
Yeah.
But I mean, do I feel better about his chances of being successful long term than a lot of these guys because of the coaching staff? Yeah, I think it, and I've always said that it's, you know, it is a combination thing. And there's a lot of guys, and okay, let's talk about Alex Smith, because when he first went to San Francisco, he was terrible. Jim Harbaugh gets there, and all of a sudden, the guy's playing really well. Of course, he lost his job,
yeah,
but he was a different quarterback. And with Andy Reid, he's been a great quarterback. And I think at this point he's developed, well, I don't know about great, but he's been really good. And he's developed into that kind of guy. And I like what Reid's doing with him. There'll be adjustments. We'll see. But so far, the guy's been fantastic. And you know, do I think that's going to hold up, though? No. And there will be the reaction, the same reaction there was to Deshaun Watson. Defenses will adjust. And then you see what he does after that.
Yep.
But, you know, yeah, he's playing fantastic right now. More likely to continue this level of play, Mahomes or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff.
I think so, too.
I'm enamored with that coach. I'm enamored with that system. I'm enamored with the talent that he's got around him. I mean, I just think that Jared Goff... And I don't know who's going to keep... If that necessarily means that Mahomes isn't going to have better numbers than Goff at the end of the year. He may. But I think... Goff he's got more sustainability as a winner, at least to me right now. And a lot of that has to do with the coach he's with and the team that he's on. Not that I think Andy Reid's a bad coach. I just think that Andy Reid, he gets the most out of a guy for a little while, and then it starts to plateau. And
that's the thing. I think we saw a little bit of that. I mean, last night, I think the reality is he didn't play that well. And he came up with big numbers.
But Sean McVay, man, until something changes drastically, I'm buying into that dude. I mean, I'm buying into what they're doing with the Rams. That's a good-ass team.
So, through four games last year, here's Alex Smith's numbers. 28 of 35, 368, four TDs against New England. 21 of 28, 251 touchdown against Philadelphia. Also rushed four times for 21 yards. His only bad game was at the Chargers. He was 16 of 21 for 155. They still won. Two touchdowns. No picks, by the way. And game four, 27 of 37, 293. Touchdown, no picks. The big difference here is Mahomes has more touchdowns.
Right.
He also ran for 56 yards in that game. And then they haven't made it to game five yet. You might remember this one. That was against, I think it was in NRG. 29 of 37, 324, three TDs. So, he was extremely efficient, and eventually the league caught up a little bit and made some adjustments. And I think that's probably what you're going to see here. But if he adjusts to that, that's the next step. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Holly says, if one was to give up Foles and throw in Mills for free, would that suffice as one decent trade for a running back asking for a friend? I don't think that's going to get you there.
No.
Yeah.
Nice try.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I'm happy to take some calls. But right now, I got to tell you about an app I've been using now for a while, long before they ever started advertising with us. But Robinhood, it's an app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. So whatever you're into, they've got it covered. And the cool thing is, man, this is an app for everybody. This isn't an app for the riches or just the riches. It's not an app for the billionaires by themselves. No, this is an app you can get on, don't have to put that much money in there, and start figuring out the stock market. It's a great, non-intimidating way to invest. And I check this thing. It's so user-friendly. I check it every day to see where my stocks are. And it's so much fun. Plus, no commission fees. You might get charged up to $10 for a trade from another brokerage. But, yeah, you keep all your profits. And Robinhood's web platform lets you view stock collections, like if you want to check the 100 most popular, entertainment, social media, and learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. That's the best thing about it, is you're figuring it out as you go along, and you're building up your portfolio and hopefully doing really well. And you can discover new stocks. You can track favorite companies. It's just such a cool app. Robinhood's going to give listeners a free stock, like Apple, Ford, or Sprint, to help you build your portfolio. Just sign up today at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Make your money work for you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't know how I managed to get Saints fans so riled up, but don't make me root against the Saints. I like the Saints. You guys are acting like Cowboys fans. It's embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Chinchilla Mike says, the Monday Night Football commentators are the worst in sports history. I'm not going to go with the worst. Jason Witten's bad. And Booger McFarlane is bad, too. And so you throw that in there with a guy who's not a great play-by-play person, and I feel bad because now the primetime games, I'm pretty much muting all of them. Because it's either Collinsworth or those guys.
The Monday Night crew is...
it's brutal.
It's the worst, I think.
It probably is. I could probably listen to more of Collinsworth than I can those guys.
I think I can, too. That's a really bad broadcast.
Yeah. Squeezing a call. Don. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. Sports. No. The worst broadcast crew, and I know they're not national, but it's the Texans radio out of Houston on the AM dial. That is brutal. I was I love listening to the
rock
Astros
and roll.
Game on
what
the,
are you
on
talking
the radio.
About?
Oh, it's and you know what? My wife, because we were on the road most of the day yesterday, so I had to listen to the game on the radio. My wife even made the comment, why does he keep calling the football the Rock? It's the Rock. It's either the Rock or the Pigskin. It's not the ball. It's just unbelievable. It's horrible radio. Man, now, Andre Ware, I'll give him credit. He can be critical of the Texans and Bill O'Brien and what he does, but that play-by-play guy, and I'm not going to mention his name because we all know his name, but good grief, that's horrible. All right, guys, thanks.
All right.
I don't hate him as much as you do. I mean, it's shtick, but that's what you expect out of a hometown guy. I think Vandermeer does a good job as a homer announcer for a home team. I mean, that's kind of what you expect.
Yeah. He just, I don't know. I mean, I don't listen to him very often. I'm lucky that normally I'm in front of a television, but and even on the trip home from New Orleans, I was watching the game on an iPad, so I wasn't hearing him. But yeah, he's not my thing. But I don't think he's horrible. I mean, he's it's corny,
but that's what you expect out of home team announcers.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know why, but that's kind of the standard, right? Yeah, okay, Saints fan, congratulations, you've done it. I can no longer root for you. And I hope Kamara's knee blows up. So, good job. You've chased away a guy who liked your team. You've become Cowboys fans. Shame Bell for you. Because, like, Cowboys fans make it impossible to like the Cowboys. No matter how much you try, they just make it impossible. Now Saints fans doing that. So, congratulations. Somebody says, it's funny because our AM baseball announcers are amazing. Dude, those guys are awful. Are you kidding me? Obviously I love the Astros, but there's not a single person on that broadcast team, radio or TV, that I think is worthy of a team of that quality.
Yeah,
and I've been consistent about that. But I do think that of the national guys. I guess I'm just spoiled. I want Tirico back.
I mean, I want Tirico and Gruden back. Bring them both back.
But Tirico could cover for these other idiots. So, Lamont says, as your last call came in on Texans radio, I got this tweet. And it's like, I hate Texans radio. and listen, I mean, that they're paid by the team. They're supposed to be that way. You know, the ESPN guys are supposed to be neutral. And that's the problem. And they're not. It's all becoming shtick, and it's the same thing, and I don't think it's going to change. It's like you look at NFL Network, their guys do shtick now. I mean, that Good Morning Football is unwatchable because that's all they're doing, and it's that's just the way it goes. And I'm not a fan of it, but it doesn't really matter what I want. It's what you guys want. So Eric says he misses Tirico too. Mr. Gray says, Saints fan knows who Tupac is, SMH. I know who Tupac is, but I don't know his songs. I've never make any bones about trying to know anything about hip hop or rap. I've never listened. I don't really know anything about it. So
it's not Fred Seen.
No, never has been. That came up in an era when I wasn't really listening to music, to be honest with you.
So ask Fred about Carly Simon's greatest hits, though.
Don't really know those.
No.
No, but sorry. I just hope the Saints lose every game now. Congratulations. 409 says Craig Way paints a great picture. Yeah, Craig's good.
Now I may be biased because I worked with the guy for a long time, but I think Craig is really good at what he does because he doesn't. I mean, if there's an exciting play, he calls it like an exciting play, even if it's not a play that's going well for the Longhorns, which I appreciate. I don't like team biased announcer guy. I just want to just give me a call of the game.
Howdy, Houston. Dave's out here.
Oh, no.
Sports.
No, I mean, that's what I want. But with home teams, you're not going to get that. I can't listen to the Rockets home broadcast. I think it's hard to listen to. I can't listen to any of the Astros stuff. That's why when I do listen, I'll be listening to the ESPN call, which I do think ESPN's baseball guys, for the most part, do a really good job. I haven't heard too many bad baseball guys on ESPN.
Plus, I got that Jessica Mendoza chick. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jose says Bill Worrell from the Rockets is also annoying. Yeah, I
almost never listen to basketball on the radio.
If I
almost well, never,
but he also does TV. Honestly, that's one where if I'm watching the Rockets, it's usually a national game. I'm usually watching the national feed.
Which, by the way, I think that having your TV guy also be the radio guy is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because radio, you have to describe things differently than you do with television. You know, with television, a lot of it you can see for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's a different thing when you're on the radio and you've got to describe everything.
You know, the best example of that is like Kevin Harlan calling a TV game. Not good, but not awful.
Yeah.
Radio, he's terrible because he's trying to... I've never heard anyone mention hash marks more often in a game call than him. And plus, he does fake voice, which I don't really like. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, of using a fake voice to do your calls.
What do you mean?
It's all the hash marks.
What's your problem?
Because he's in his description of what he's trying to describe, what he's trying to tell you, it doesn't explain what's going on in the game. And for radio, that's what I want. You have to tell me everything that's happening. And Vandermeer does a good job of that. At least he's telling you what happened while he's throwing in shtick.
Yeah.
And I've said all along, as far as baseball guys go, that's the hardest sport to call. That's the hardest sport to be good at because...
Especially on the radio.
Yeah, there's so much dead time. But, I mean, there's good ones out there. I just don't think any of them are here. Barry says, can't believe you don't like Blummer and Callis. Love those guys. Well, that's... Love away, my friend. I think there's just too much stuff there that I find forced. But...
I'll be honest, I don't really like anybody.
I like Tirico a lot. And I love what Romo's doing. I think he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
So. 713-780-ESPN. Witten sounds like the I'm going to love him and pet him and call him George character.
I guess they were like, wow, Tony Romo was great. I mean, I'm sure Witten will be just as good.
No.
I stand corrected. Tony Romo's a guy that I've really enjoyed listening to. I think he's good.
You know, Cali Boy in Texas says West Coast spoiled. I had Chick Hearn and Vince Scully. Those are two of the all-timers there. But that's what you're going to get. New York and L.A. are going to get the best guys if it's not national for the most part.
You know who's going to get the best poker room? Houston.
Yeah, because
you know why?
We already have it.
Lions Poker Palace. Guys, they've got tournaments nonstop throughout the day. Fred played that noon tournament. I'd like to get on that pretty soon myself.
I might be out there on Thursday, depending on how my week goes.
Well, I may be out there with you. It's got a Vegas vibe to it. They've got fantastic food. They've 13 tables now, is that right?
13 tables, yeah.
TV's out the wazoo, and whatever game you want to watch, they'll throw it up there for you. They've got security inside and out. It's a really well-run room, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a better one.
No, it's my favorite one, and I love the fact that there's four tournaments a day, and that new tournament it's only about an hour and a half to 2 hours, so I can get there and still get to work on time, which has been my biggest issue. But, man, what a first-class play. 61-34 Richmond. If you mention ESPN, you're going to get the first 3 hours of play for free. And the cool thing about this this place is it's so high quality. It's like going into a casino. Everything from the floor. And George and Najib, they run a great, great room. And all you got to do is go by there and tell them that you listen to ESPN. You're going to get some free play out of the deal. That's Lions Poker Palace. I will probably go out there and play Thursday, but I've also played the cash games there, man. It's just, I love it there. Right past Dave & Buster's if you're going out Richmond. Very easy to find. Lions Poker Palace, get your game on.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Behold the king. The King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. You know what that music means. Time for the legendary Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. What's going on, Jerome?
Nothing at all, you know. Just a little baseball playoffs about to start. Rockets getting ready to crank up. Texans won a game. There's nothing happening in sports these days.
No, not much. I'm curious.
This is a good time of year, though.
Do you feel any differently about the Texans' season overall after seeing them get a win on Sunday?
Not really. I mean, I wasn't in the full-on panic mood from the way they played early on. I mean, I figured that's how they would play. I mean, I do think the defense is supposed to be a whole lot better than they've been, but I think we even kind of said it before the season. They could win six games or they could mess around and win 10. Could the coaching and, you know, survive in close games and win games? And could Deshaun Watson do enough in close games to win games? And we found out Sunday that, hey, the other coach can help them win games in a close game, too. We didn't factor that particular side in, you know. So I don't think they proved anything Sunday that we didn't already know, but they should have won a couple of games already before they got to that point on Sunday, so they were kind of desperate. But I don't think it changes their outlook overall.
Jerome Solomon, our guest. So your Astros and Indians, obviously this has been kind of set for a few weeks, but your initial thoughts on this series?
I thought all along the Astros are the best team and – you know, have as good a chance as anybody, but it's baseball. You just never know. I mean, it's always a coin flip when it gets to the playoffs. The Indians have outstanding starting pitching, enough of it to kind of match what the Astros can bring. And I know it doesn't matter, but the Astros have just not done as well at home as they should. Any other time, you just go, wow, you got Verlander and Cole pitching two home games. I don't care if the 27 Yankees are coming in here. You got to favor the Astros in that situation. But the way the season has gone, you just don't know. I mean, I'm expecting them to bust out at some point, and there's time's overdue for them to bust out and do some damage. But I can't offer any real prediction on it. Anything is possible. They can go out and score one run Friday and Saturday in two games, or they can light it up. Well, no, they're not even going to light it up on Kluber, I wouldn't think. But, hey, you never know. It's going to be fun regardless, I can tell you that.
So I've submitted all along that this is going to be the toughest matchup for them because this is the one team that can match them, if not better than, with starting pitching. Do you feel that way, or do you think that they're going to move on from here?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like as I said, you got Verlander and Cole going in the first two games, and you go, well, you know they're not going to get lit up. Most likely you don't expect them to, but it's not like the Indians are going to roll in there trying to piece together a lineup, a starting pitching rotation. They didn't have to play in a wild card game or down the stretch in a race where they couldn't get their starting pitchers all lined up. I mean, it won't be easy, that's for sure. But, the Astros overall have the better team than the Indians. I just think that they do. It just might not matter in a five-game series. There's too much luck involved. But, yeah, I Astros fans would much rather than seeing the Yankees in this round as opposed to the Indians. But, like you said, this has been set for a long time. Anything could happen. I'm going to pick the Astros just because, and we don't get to watch enough of the Indians over the course of the season. But it's not a pick out of that it's an automatic or anything even close to that.
What's your concern level with guys like Springer, Altuve, Correa not being what they were last year? How many of those guys do you expect to be better than they've been lately in the playoffs, and who do you expect to sort of keep rolling how they've been rolling?
Well, Altuve, I'm certain, will do what he does, so he'll be fine. He's on the list of concerns. I'd put him at the bottom of those three guys, because that's just what he does.
Yeah.
And Springer is has always been, you know, up and down and streaky. So when will he get on a hot streak? When will he get on a cold streak? I have no idea. And maybe his hot streak will come 2 weeks from now and the season will be over. He'll be hot streaking it somewhere at a batting cage. But Correa is the question mark. He's been injured. I know people are like, oh, maybe he's not as good. No, he is that good. He's just not been himself for much of the season. And he's as close to being himself now as he's been. I don't know if he's been himself long enough to feel anything even close to being in a groove. You know, and it helped that in his last game, how he went deep. So he's not going to be lacking confidence necessarily, but I just don't know how healthy he is. So that would be the huge concern for me is looking at this team is can Correa be who he actually is? You know, forget the deeper discussion of how good is he really? It doesn't matter. We know how good he has been. Can he be anywhere near that over the next couple of weeks? I just have no idea. So that would be the biggest concern. And if you're AJ Hinch, how much of a how big of a dicey role? You know, do you put a guy? You know, you move him back up in the order. You put him in the cleanup spot or fifth in the order because you know what he can do. Or do you leave him at the bottom because you're worried about it? And then he might go off in the six or seven hole for you, which wouldn't be a bad thing. So it'd be fascinating to see how AJ plays it.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. Hey, it's nice that Oklahoma, Texas actually means something this week, huh?
It would be much nicer if they hadn't gone up to Maryland and decided to take a week off. That was ridiculous. and that's that. You know, AJ knows them as well as anybody. The Longhorn people they're getting real excited real quick. And like, I don't even usually talk them off the ledge of excitement if they've shown enough to, you know, to warrant it. That first game, the first two games, in fact, even though they won the second one, I mean, no, don't get too excited. Oh, you could roll this week and you'd be back to where you were before. So I wasn't all that impressed with what they did this past weekend either. I mean, it's Tom Herman is supposed to have a better offensive grasp of offense than he does. I mean, is he as simple as a guy who he can take a really good quarterback and make him great or really good? And take an average quarterback and keep him average. Is that who he is? Is he Bill O'Brien? You know, that's the evidence kind of says that when he has an average quarterback, he gets average play, and that would be concerning. But it is almost fun again for Texas OU, but not there yet.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can check him out at the Houston Chronicle and follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, appreciate the time, my friend, as always.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for having me. Catch you later.
We'll talk to you soon. All right. I'm having to deal with work stuff now. I should just take the rest of the show off. Can I leave?
Yeah, go for it.
Can we have somebody else in here?
Yep.
Saints fans already made me wish evil on them now. After years of supporting the Saints,
been very Saints friendly.
Yeah. So now I'm kinda hoping they all die.
Don't mess with that voodoo.
Yeah, well. They messed with me first. So, I wish evil upon them.
Lamont's telling me, so Zerline and Granato had Jimbo Fisher on this morning?
Yeah, they have him on every week.
And they weren't allowed to ask him about the face mask thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't like that, if so.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Living out the dreams of a lighter, brighter day. Solving world peace and collecting.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I really hate having to deal with sports map stuff during the show. Let me just address this guy tweeting me about Jerry Bowe taking stuff off of his picks. I actually have access to history of everything that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. If you have evidence of that, send it to me, because it's not true. And it started a Twitter thing, and now I'm having to deal with it, and it's not...
Well, I know Jerry Bowe has another website too, right?
Well, this is apparently on SportsMap. I don't know anything about the other website.
Yeah,
I don't care,
and you don't have any control over what goes on.
But I know what goes on SportsMap, and I've checked the history, and he did not delete anything from there. So if you have proof of that, feel free to email it to me. Otherwise, I can't really take your claim seriously. So, hey, you want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes, a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House, the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7. You know, we're talking about announcers, and I'm not a big soccer fan, but...
Glenn Davis is the best.
Glenn is fantastic. Yeah. He really is. I'm not I'm not just saying that because he's a handsome man and he's
standing
out
there. Oh, I was
just
saying it because we know him.
Yeah. So, man, 713-780-ESPN. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying, email me your proof. Don't just, somebody did this. Email me your proof.
Okay.
Otherwise,
you want evidence.
Yeah, I want evidence. If you're going to make a claim like that, then back it up. That's all I'm asking for. All right, can we?
Because Jerry Bowe's not trying to get on the Supreme Court.
No, and by the way, this guy's been giving you free picks for a month, and he's been killing it.
That's where I'm at.
And you guys are bitching about it. You're worse than Saints fan today.
I've tried to tell Jerry Bowe before, like, dude, if you think if you go 8-0, you might get a thank you, maybe. If you go 0-8, you will hear from everyone. Everyone. So,
and 90% of them aren't making a bet, by the way.
Yeah. And like that's why I've always, you know, I post my picks, my plays. I've never charged a dime for them because, A, I don't want that responsibility of being like, hey, you paid for something that didn't work. I don't want that. But B, I'm losing too. If you're losing, I'm losing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear about your loss because I lost too.
Well, I finally do your own
research.
I do some of my picks through pregame, and the reason I started doing that is I knew I was going to take crap whether I was charging or not, and I donate all that money I get from that to charity. So if you want those picks, great. You can find them. Somebody said thoughts on some dude betting $1,600 on Bama to win less than $2.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Somebody did that with God, what game was that the other day? Was that the Virginia Tech game? Like trying to win a dollar
or
something?
Yeah. I mean, why?
Yeah. I mean, you risk like several hundred dollars to win a dollar.
Mm.
What's the purpose of that?
Say you were right. Hey, let's zip through the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
John's struggling.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
I'm not big on fans getting tattoos of teams. You know, like, oh.
I like it when they get tattoos on their face.
Well, but I think I'm kind of a fan of this. Have you seen the new really gruesome mascot for the Flyers?
I did see
His name's Gritty.
I don't like him.
Yeah, he's frightening, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't like his
I don't
look.
Think kids are going to like him.
No.
But that's perfect for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It is. So, well, some dude got Gritty on his leg, and it's like a big tattoo with Chaos Reigns over it. I'm pretty sure that this guy's never getting another date if a woman sees that.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I love Gritty. All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, let's squeeze in a couple calls before we get to the top. Bobby, you're on the Blitz. Go.
How y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
I like y'all's sports show.
We'd like you.
And what y'all have? Y'all got anything to give away to?
I don't think so. I don't know for sure, though.
Oh, no trivia questions?
No,
like
none today, I'm afraid.
None today. Oh, okay.
Sorry, man.
When
we have stuff to give away, we'll let you know.
John Granata, is he still with y'all?
Yep, John Granata still does the morning show.
Wow. Well, tell him I said hi.
Okay, what's your name again?
Bobby Langham.
Bobby Langham. Okay.
Langham.
Okay.
He knows me.
Okay. If you're friends with John Granato, you're a friend of mine. I can tell you that. You must also be very famous because John Granato doesn't hobnob with
no
regulars.
He doesn't hang out with the...
No.
Okay. What is that? Is that biscuit?
It says biscuit, I think.
Okay.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, sports.
Yeah. Man, y'all got me following that. Hey, man, let me get to mine real quick. And this, you hit on one thing that I've never understood, being a Cowboy fan. How they say we obnoxious. I'm telling you right now, the Saints fans are obnoxious. They're delusional. And when they were winning, it was unbearable. I was at the Super Bowl down in Miami, and they took over. The Saints fans are way beyond Cowboy fans. And I guess because it's the only team in Louisiana or whatever, I don't know what the case is, but you want to see somebody that's obnoxious and delusional, go somewhere with all Saints fans, and you'll definitely. The other quick point I wanted to get to, man, and I wanted to get you guys' take on this. Were you astounded as I was about Romo being so good? Because I always thought, as a Cowboy fan, that he didn't see the field, he didn't have a clue what was going on, but he get in the broadcast booth, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this dude, he actually knows what's going on.
I think he's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to expect from him. I never know what to expect from these players going into the booth, but I think he's amongst the best already.
Yeah, and what I like about him is he doesn't give a bleep.
No.
He's just going to say, hey, if that's a bad play call, he's going to say it's a bad play call. And maybe, and I hope to God they don't coach him out of that because I love what he's doing. As far as Saints fan, I've always liked Saints fan until today. They're dead to me now. So
one day they're dead to you altogether?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I've always respected Saints fan. I've always liked Saints fan, but you know, now I'm out on all of you. Sorry, No longer going to bet the overs on your team.
Yes, will.
No longer going to say nice things about Drew Brees. It's over for you. That's okay, and because you went full Cowboy fan. So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Let's do one more, Adam. And then we'll cut them off for today because we got Eric coming up next.
Yeah. Sports.
Well, cool question for you guys, man. Sports. About that winning drive for the Texans, is that considered like a winning drive, touchdown, like winning drive stat for Deshaun Watson, even though they were in winning position?
Is it a game-winning drive? I mean, I guess it is, yeah.
Because they weren't in field goal range at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another reason, going back to the Frank Reich going for it, the Texans still had to go and make a play at least one to get in field goal range.
But, I mean...
And they didn't need that many yards, but they got them.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if they needed them or not, because I don't know how much they trusted Fairbairn in that situation. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, and come back. I'm going to have our man Eric talk a little beer.
He is here. And let me tell you guys about Bill Advisor. If you own your home, you need to listen up. Our friends at Bill Advisor, they're about to deliver you big savings on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's never been easy. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote, and someone made it minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you're going to save a ton of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds. How about that? Using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back, and you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings are real. The average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast, guys. It's 2018. Who has 15 minutes to wait around for a quote anymore? Bill Advisor will find you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.